The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Shmehem V'Hayem. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Today's daf is being studied and Nishmat Mor Zekini, Yosef Ben Sarah, and Marat Zekinati, Yafan Ben Sarah, and Abraham Ben Esther, and Hashem Terehem Ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Ema, Moshe Ben Dina, Sarah, and Muhammad Ben Tachem, and Sarah Ben Trachet. In the refrain for the nefesh, for the goof, for the amkin, about the bovichin, and the soma, and the mar, amen. We begin today's daf on the tzadi, Amud Nishon, and we start from the Mishnah Bet Shammai Umrim, Lo yigaresh adam et ishto, Ela im ken matzaba, Davar erva, Shene emar, Ki matzaba ervat davar. According to Bet Shammai, the only grounds for divorce is that what? That you found that the lady committed an erva. She did adultery. She eshet ish. So that's already what the Torah says. Ki matzaba ervat davar. So therefore, it is permissible under those grounds to get divorced. Ubetamel omrim, afilu hikdiha tavshilo. Even if she burnt his food, shene emar ki matzaba ervat davar. Davar, anything, even she burnt the food. Rabbi Akiva omer, Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, that she says, hikdiha sarfa, o al yedeu shikorin, o bimela, or she put too much salt on his food. Even if she finds somebody prettier, he finds somebody prettier, that's also a good ground. The Pasuk says, and it'll be that you don't find that the wife doesn't find favor in your eyes anymore. So the Torah says, that's the Pasuk of Gittin. Okay. Tanya. Amru bet Hillel bet Shammai, v'alo kevan ne'emar davar, which means, what do you do with the word davar? Bet Hillel says, I use the word davar to teach me anything, even if she burns the food. But you only say what? Erva. What do you do with the word davar? Amru then bet Shammai, v'alo kevan ne'emar ervat. You're not paying attention to the other word. What do you do with the word ervat? Amru then bet Hillel, im ne'emar ervat. They just would have said the word erva, and not davar. Hayiti omer mishum erva tetze, mishum davar lo tetze. But I would have said maybe only if she commits like an adultery, then you divorce her. But anything less than that, no. Lachin ne'emar davar. Now ve'ilu ne'emar davar. The other way, if it just would have said davar, ve'lo ne'emar erva tehiti omer mishum davar. If it just because of other things like burning the food, tinasel le'acher. Will allow her to get married to another guy. However, mishum erva, but I would have thought that maybe if she committed adultery, lo tenaseh le'acher. Maybe she's got to get divorced and she cannot let her get married to anybody else. This is a pirutzah. What are you going to let her go now, ruin another marriage? I would have thought maybe once it's erva, that she cannot go. Lachin de'emar ervat. Because in the next pasuk, by the way, it says, ki matzaba ervat davar. And then it says, so we're talking about cases where she can go get married to somebody else. So if it just would have said davar and not erva, I would have said davar, she goes to somebody else. She got divorced to the first guy because of burning the food. Let her go and get married to somebody else. But if it's erva that she got divorced from the first guy, maybe she can go to the next guy. Even erva, she can go. Now, comes Gemara and says, "Ubet Shammai, hay davar may avid le." What does Bet Shammai do with the word davar? Because he's mainly focusing on the word erva. So he says, "Ne'emar kan davar, v'ne'emar la'an davar." My witnesses, says al pi shnei edim or al pi shlosha edim yakum davar ma la'alam b'shnei edim. Just like in a regular case, you need how many witnesses? Two witnesses. Afkan b'shnei edim, which means for the Erva, you can't just have a rumor. It's got to be happened. Oh, so therefore, what? When it says Ervat Davar, it's like as if it's saying Erva Bedavar. Meaning the Erva has to be established with the Gezerah Shemat that we have Davar Davar Mimamon. And it says Davar, it says you need two witnesses, like Api Shnaim Edim Yakum Davar. And it says Davar by the Girushin case. So he learns the word Davar, just teach you how many witnesses you need for the divorce. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ubetelel miketiv erva bedavar." Right. Betelel says, "Shema, you make a lot of sense if it would have said erva with davar." Meaning, the word davar then would be qualifying or interpreting erva. When is an erva? When it is bedavar. The fact that it says ervat davar sounds like it's two things. It sounds like it's erva. That's one reason to get divorced, or davar. So the Gemara says, "Bet Shammai, mikitiv or erva or davar." Hey, Bet Shammai, that's a good question to Bet Hillel. According to you, what should have said, "Kimat sama erva or davar." Bet Hillel, "Lahachi kitiv ervat davar." Temash mahachi, umash mahachi. Bet Hillel's going to say, we'll see it in Nashi in a second, that the way the Torah wrote it, ervat davar, teaches you both things. Number one, it teaches you that you need two witnesses. Davar, davar, Betelel agrees to that. But the way the Torah wrote it, instead of writing, if the Torah would have just wrote, or erva, or davar, you don't know the two witnesses either. Because the or is just teaching me either. This is the grounds for divorce, erva, or burning the food. From the fact that the Torah wrote it, ervat, and if the Torah would have just written, ervat, bedavar, I would only know that what? The erva is only with two witnesses. So by writing it ervat davar, it's open. It can be learned as ervat davar, the davar is interpreting the erva, you need two witnesses, and it can also be interpreted, oh. So that's why Beit Hillel says, olahache, olahache. Good? Good. Look at Nashi, or Beit Hillel. Nameh vadai, מבעה להו להכי לעניין לקופו להוציאו דלא חייפין עלה להוציא אלא בעדות ברורה. Let me go further, by the way. Now she's telling us a point over here. You ask this question, what does it mean divorce? In these cases over here, could be Betty will force him. In the case where she committed arayot, kofin, Betty forces, Betty will come into the guy's house. Your wife committed the erva. We forced him to give again. Oh, I'm happy. Are you happy? Right. You gotta get divorced. Miu la'achi kitiv ervat davar velo kitiv ervat bedavar velo kitiv nami o ervat o davar ki echid v'deshev betarvayu t'meshtama ervat o davar u'masra nami ervat bedavar, which is by writing it this way, it's masra both ways. Good. But the point over here is, in the case of ervat, by the way, we forced to get. But you bet he's going to come into the guy's house and say, give her again. He's screaming, no, I'm happy. What do you mean you're happy? Betty will beat the guy up until he gives a gig because he committed erva. Okay, now we go to the next point. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Akiva omer afilu matza acheret. Right? Even if she finds, he finds another one. Now, b'may ka mepalge. We have a three-way machlokane between Bet Shammai, Bet Hillel, and Rabbi Akiva. Bet Shammai says erva. Bet Hillel says what? Afilu igdiha tafshilo. Rabbi Akiva afilu matzana e mimena. What is the root machloket over here? So the guy was b'may kame palge. What is the root of their machloket? So comes the Gemara and says it's like this. B'dinish takish. We had this several times already. Ta'amarish takish ki mishamesh bedalid leshonot. Whenever you see the word ki in the Torah, there's four ways you can be doresh the word ki. Or actually I'm reading it, e is like im, if, dilma, maybe, perhaps, ela, ela's but, that's like a retraction, deha, because. Okay. Anytime you see the word ki in the Torah, you know It's one of the four ways. Now that she is a very long that she over here. I'm going to shorten it up for you. Just so I'm going to give you one example of each of the ones, so you know exactly how it's used. The first one is what? Im. Ki yekare kan sipor lefanecha. That's by Shidu Hakan. Ki yekare kan sipor. If the kan sipor presents itself to you, so you shoot the mother bird away, you take the birds, right? Ki over there is if. Okay, that's one case. Then you have Shimme. Shemme, one of the four?
Dilma.
Yeah. Dilma, maybe. Good. Ki tomar bil babecha. Maybe you're going to say, Rabbi maguim ha'ele memeni, there's so many goyim in Yisrael, echa ocha lorisham. Perhaps you're going to say that. So the Torah says, lo tiram mehem. Don't worry about it. Okay, so that's ki as a perhaps. Ela. That's the case of,
but.
Right, which means by Sarah Emenu. Vayomer lo, God told Sarah no. Ki sahakt, you did laugh, but you did laugh, which means not like you said, right? Which means ela, you said what? Lo sahakti, I didn't laugh. So God tells Sarah Emenu lo, ki sahakt, rather you did. That's like a rejecting what she said. Then you have shehare or mipne, which really be like because. She says lo sahakti ki yare'a, which means she's saying the reason why I laughed was because I was scared. It wasn't a laughing out of mocking. It was a laughing out of a fear. But so that basically you have the four. For situation. The Gemara explains now. Bechamai Savri. Now we're reading the Pasuk. Vehaya imlo temsachen be'ainav. What's going to happen? She's not going to find favor anymore in the husband's eyes. Ki matza ba'ir vatavar. Which means, deha matza ba'ir vatavar. Because he found ir vatavar, therefore divorce. Rebbe Akiva savar. Ki matza ba'ir vatavar. Which means he learns over there is if. Now what does that do? First of all, Rashi, Rabbi Akiva, all the way down. Mefaresh le dehaiki b'shun im. Hilkach tremi leninu. It's two things. Im lo temsachen shel noi be'enav ve'im matza ba'ir vatavar. The Pasuk, get the whole Pasuk. It says, that's one. He found another lady that's prettier. Ki matza ba'ir vatavar is like saying, or if something else, or if there was ba'ir vatavar. So if you learn the key like that, get the whole pasuk. If she loses favor, ki matza ba'ir vatavar. Bet Shammai learns what. He is because why did he lose favor? Why did she lose favor? Because she committed erva. According to Rabbi Akiva, no, she lost favor because he found another girl that's prettier. But it's ki matza, or if erva tava. That's another reason why she's getting a divorce. Another option. Comes again, Gemara continues. Ki matza.
Okay, where it says im in the beginning of the pasuk.
Yeah, that's the first reason.
Okay.
Right, im matzah, im notem sahen be'enav, and ki matzah, and im, why did it change from im to ki? So it's a verbiak, ki matzah, ki matzah, ba'ad vatavad, iname matzah, ba'ad vatavad, amale rapapa l'rava, lo matzah ba, lo erva, velo davar, mahu. Okay, you found nothing.
So what is he divorcing?
Which means, according to Bet Hillel, as she says, v'girsha. So are you allowed to divorce a lady? Stam. You didn't find any erva. Didn't burn the soup, or nothing. Stam, you want to divorce a lady? Is that permissible? Okay, it's fine. If a person, God forbid, rapes a lady, what does the Torah say? He's not allowed to get rid of her. The Torah had mercy on this lady, because now that she's tainted, who's going to want to marry her? So the Torah says you now you're stuck with her, meaning you have to support her, you have to take care of her. Kol yamav be'amod ve'achzir. Anytime he divorces her, doesn't matter. He has to take her right back, which means the isur is on him his whole life. Ve'achzir kai. Oh, so similarly they want to say what? That what? That in this case over here, there's no reason why you should divorce. You don't have a good reason to divorce her. You should have to take her back. Okay. Just like the case of the Onis. Over there, the Torah clearly says, "Lo yuchad garisha." Aval hacha, my davad avad. Here, he did it right, which is mechatayla. Of course, don't get divorced in this case. But if he did it, okay, my davad avad.
It's done
already, right?
It's done and done.
Good. So comes the Gemara and says, let's just look at the Rashi over there. She says, "Lo yuchal l'shalach kol yamav." You can never send around. Ravnim masechet makot. The high kol yamav, kray yeterau ubal lametcha. Lo yuchal l'shalach. Ve'im shalach. If he does divorce her, lo ye b'shluha kol yamav. It won't be like that forever. Shebeti kofin oto l'hazir. Beti will force them to get remarried. Ve'eno nokei al shiluho. He doesn't get malkut because we have a rule. Any isur that you make that can be fixed, you don't get malkut. So by divorcing, how can he fix it? Take her back. So it's 11 itak la'aseh, that she tells us there's no malkut. Stop. Now look at the next case. Amar le'rav mishar shel rabba. Im libo le'garesha. In his heart, the guy wants a divorce. Which in his brain already he made up, he's divorcing this lady. V'hi yoshevet tachtav umsham mashto. But he didn't tell her his intent yet. And she's still there, and she's serving him, she's with him, and all that. Mao. Well, what's the status over there? Which means, does he get punished for that? Is it misleading? You know, is that mutar, such a thing? So Gemara says, Kari ale, on him they read the pasuk, Al tacharosh al re'acha ra'a, v'hu yoshev lebetach itach. The word tacharosh shoved, they're learning it from like taharish, to be quiet, which means don't be quiet and hide your intentions from your friend and you're plotting something bad and he doesn't know. He's bebeta, he's
abusing the trust.
Right, which means you're abusing the trust. She thinks the marriage is good. In his brain, he's thinking, I'm getting rid of her, and therefore it's no good. In such a situation, you cannot be together anymore. Okay, let's do this braita. Hayah Rabbi Meir Omer. כשם שהדעות במאכל, כך דעות בנשים. Which means, just like people are finicky when it comes to food, certain drinks, certain people become ma'us right away to a food and things like that, and some people doesn't bother them, and some people, they'll even do things disgusting, which means there's the finicky guy, then you got the middle guy, and then you got the guy that doesn't care about anything, he'll eat anything. So too, there's degrees in piritzut. Oh. What a guy will tolerate from his wife. So the Gemara begins. Tanya. Hayar b'mihir omer. Keshem shad de'ot b'ma'achat. Just like there's different degrees in food. Kach de'ot b'nashim. Yesh lecha adam shizvuv nofel le'toch koso. The fly falls into his cup of wine. Vizorko, ve'eno shoter. The guy's a finicky guy, throws the whole wine out, not going to eat it. Vizui midat papos ben Yehuda. Similarly, that's papos ben Yehuda. What did he do? Shayan no'el befne ishto v'yotze. He, when it came to piritzut with his wife, he wouldn't let his wife out of the house. She wasn't allowed to talk to anybody, not even her own relatives. When he would go to work, whatever he did, he would lock the door on her. He doesn't want to talk to you and conversing with anybody. Okay? Rashi says, Papos ben Yehuda, bottom Rashi, Ba'ala shel Miriam megadlea neshaya. Famous, we learned in Masechet Hagigah. She was the hairdresser for the ladies. Ukshi yotze mebeto nashuk, when he would go to work, No'el del befarit, shelo tadabe lechol adam. Now, Rashi says, Umida she'ena hogeneti. That's too much. You're causing the lady to become znut. Too much. Locking her up in the house, she's gonna rebel. So comes the Gemara and says, "Okay, the fly falls into the wine. Vizorko, he throws out the fly. Vizoteu, he drinks the wine. Vizor midat kol adam. That's normal. Shemidaberet im achia vikirobea. He lets his wife talk to the relatives, to her family. Umaniha. Okay, that's normal. You're not going to let you, your wife's talking to her brother. You're going to stop her? No, it's okay. Vieshlecha adam. Shizvuv nofel letoch tamchoi. That is a better case. It's not only falling into the wine, it's falling into the food, hot food, where now the food is absorbing the flavor of the fly. In wine, it doesn't absorb the flavor because it's cold. This guy over here, the tamhoi now, is getting the flavor of that. What does he do? Motzetzo ve'ochlo. He sucks out the tamhoi from the fly. He eats it. You don't care. Zoi midat adam ra. This guy's a bad guy. He sees his wife coming out with her hair uncovered, and she's spinning the thread in the marketplace. Ufruma, her clothes are all opened. Like she says over here, like the people from France. Look at Rashi. Ufruma mishnes nadeha. Etzel atzile yadeha kederech adumiyot. Like the Edomi ladies, shebet sorfat. Shebet saran did eat mitzidehem. I guess they have the, like a slit in the sleeves, so you can see their elbows showing from the, the regular sleeve is closed. They had a slit in the sleeve. So therefore you can see their whole flesh from the garment. Verochetzet in bnei adam. And she goes and she bathes with men. This guy don't care. Gemara says, wait. In bnei adam sankadatach, which means you're going to tell me over here that the guy doesn't care about this. Is the day she's a zona? She does such things over there. That she says imken raglaim the man she's zonai. How can they stay married?
Clearly.
So Gemara says no. Ela bimkom she bnei adam rochatzim. So she goes where the men bathe, on the way out, they're coming out, she's walking in, but she waits to walk in when they walk out, so they see her. But she's not doing it, she's not bathing actually with them. She says, V'nichneset da'inehem. La'achad yitziyatav k'shem moshim v'gdehem. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, this lady that acts in a pinitzut way, zum mitzvah min ha'torah legaresha. This is a mitzvah to get rid of such a lady. Shnei emar, okay, we understand that. Now it says, "Va'alecha va'yeta li'ish achir." Now, what does the Torah say? She's going to get divorced from the first guy, and she goes gets married to another guy, li'ish achir. Hakatuv kira'o achir. The Torah calls the second guy achir. Lomar she'en ze ben zugo larishon, which means it should have called the second guy Shini. Right? What does the Pasuk say? It should say, V'alecha v'itali ish Shini. From the fact that it didn't call the guy Shini, must be the first guy is not called Nishon. To show you that what? This lady was not ra'ui to be a wife to the first guy. So the first guy is not even called husband number one. Huh? That's what explains it.
Saying
a
second husband.
Second husband not equal to the first.
Right, because the first one got rid of
it. So Gemara explains it. Gemara, wait, Gemara says it. Zeh hotzi'ah reshaah mebeto. The first guy got rid of a rasha'at out of his house. She was advat davar. He was good. He got rid of her. Vezeh echnis reshaah letoch beto. And this guy what?
Bring him in.
Took him in. So therefore, which means we're not calling this guy a second guy compared to the first guy. The first guy is a good guy. We're not good. It's not like the second to the first. Not related to the first guy. The first guy got rid of her. The second guy, he took her in. Therefore, he's called Ahir. Different guy, not related like to the first guy.
You know what happened?
Of course. And then you know what happened. These things usually have a cold. These things usually have a
morality.
Okay? There's a different morality level, exactly. Now the Gemara says, Zacha Sheni, if the second guy, let's say, has Zichuyot, Shleha, he'll also get rid of her. Shnei Emar, because the Pasuk continues, Usnea Ha'isha Acharon, the second guy also despises her, and the end of the Pasuk says, Shleha Mebeto, Vim lav, and if he doesn't send her out, kovarto, he's going to bury her. Shene'emar, oh, ki kovarto, I'm sorry, she will bury him, koveret oto, he will die. Shene'emar, oh, ki yamut ha'ish acharon, Torah says that, he will die. Kedai hu b'mita, he deserves it. שזה הוציא לשעה מביתו, וזה הכניס לשעה לתוך ביתו. Well, this guy is getting rid of השעה. This guy took her in. Now, we have a פסוק in מלאכי. כי שנא שלח. Literally, the hated one was sent away. רבי יהודה אומר, אם שנאת שלח, if you despise her, get rid of her. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Sanui Hamshalayah. A guy that divorces his wife and he doesn't have a legitimate reason, God hates him. He is Sanui. Look at Rashi. Im Saneta Shalak Rabbi Akiva. Right? Rabbi Akiva is very lenient. You saw another girl prettier. Rabbi Akiva is very lenient. Get rid of the first one, take another one, no problem. Second Rashi. אם סנואי לפני המקום, no, we didn't see that. We saw that the second sheetah says, God hates the one that sends for no reason. ולא פליגי. Why? Ha בזוג ראשון, ha בזוג שני. It depends which marriage it is. Which means the first marriage, which is called אשת נעוריו, if a guy just divorces her for no reason, he's hated in the eyes of God. However, that which the Biyudah came along and said, that what? If you hate her, send her out. That's talking about the second marriage. Second marriage, you don't have to already have too much of a reason. But in the first marriage, that already, God hates it. Eshet Ne'orah. Look at that
she.
Im sinu'ai lifnei makom shelach. Kebet shamai. Right. Oh, so you see, that she has a different girsaya. That she's girsaya was... You see, Rashi had different girsa. Im sinu'ahi lifnei makom. If she's hated in the eyes of God, send her out.
No, how do we know that?
Kebet shamai. Because she's, let's say she committed ervat tavar. So that's a third way of learning the pasuk. Now Rashi says, ve'ite garsi sanui hamshaleah. That's the girsa we have. Yeah. The one that sends out for no reason is hated. Ve'zu shamati sanui hamshaleah lifnei makom. He's hated in front of God. Vafilu lebet hilel. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Even according to Bet Hillel, that said, what if she burns the food? Nehi delo chayfinan shelo lehotzi, which means we can't force the guy not to divorce, which is according to Bet Hillel, that's considered grounds. So you can't stop the guy. However, miyu sanuyu, but it's not recommended.
Yeah.
Which means all Bet Hillel was saying is Bet Hillel cannot intervene when a guy comes to the Bet Hillel and says, I'm divorced because she burnt my food. Beit Din cannot strong arm the guy and tell him you can't give the divorce. But they're going to tell him, you have to know, this is a date that's sanui. God does not want this to happen. Now, Zug Rishon, Eshet Ne'urim, the first wife. Eshet Ne'uraich. Okay? Uchtiv, V'neshmartem Beruchachem U'Be'eshet Ne'uraich Al Yibgod. Don't betray the first wife. The Gemara says, "Damar Rabbi Lazar, kol amigarish ishto rishona, afilu mizbeach morid alav demaot." The person divorces his first wife, even the mizbeach brings down tears. Shene emar vezot shenit ta'asu, which means over there was talking about over here. Besides the fact in the times of, I guess this is what Ezra who was talking. Malachi. They what? Besides the fact they were marrying Goyim and Goyot, but what? They were divorcing their first wives. So it says what? Vezot shenit asu. Kasot dim'a et mizbah Hashem. You caused the mizbah Hashem to be filled with tears. Bechi v'anaka, crying and sadness. Me'en penot la'mincha. So it's no longer turning to receive the mincha. V'lakam platzum yedchem. V'amartem. Alma, you said why? Why is this happening? Al ki Hashem me'id bencha u'ben eshet ne'urecha, because God testified between you and your child and the wife, asher ata bagadta ba, you rebelled and betrayed her, She's your friend. And you signed a covenant with her, which means you got married to, as the first wife. And you married her when she's a betula. And the Gemara says that a person makes a covenant with the lady that she marries as a betula. Second wife is not only as a betula. First wife is a betula. Therefore, you went against b'nei b'niteka. Rapam said over here on this Gemara, what does it mean the Mizbeach cries? It's a strange. Why the Mizbeach cries? Why not the Menorah cries? I mean, if you really want to give me an analogy that the furnishings in the Beit HaMikdash are crying, give me any furnishing. Tell me the Shulchan cries. So the Rav Pam said that when there's a divorce, especially in the first marriage where there's children, there's a sacrifice always. And what's the sacrifice? The sacrifice is the kids. Even in the cleanest divorces and the most amicable divorces, if there's children, the children are going to suffer somehow. Oh, so Rav Pam said, what furnishing in the Beit HaMikdash knows more about sacrifices than any other one? The Mizbeach. So the Mizbeach cries. The Mizbeach says, we know what sacrifices are. We have sacrifices on our back every single day. We know what the Qurban over here is. The Qurban is the children. And therefore, the Mizbeach feels the pain because it knows it. Hadran alach, megaresh, esnikala, masechet gitin.